is force.
Force.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والصلاه والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر ان الانسان لفي خسر الا الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Today is 4th of September 2009. 14th Ramadan 1430, and we are having session number 2 on commentary on Dua Sahar. Last week, which was our first session on this topic, I spoke briefly on the issue of Dua, and I explained how we have to be careful that the dua that we have, we comes to know that it comes from our heart, from the bottom of the heart. And even they call it, the dua comes from the sir. Sir means the layers deep inside a human being. That's called sir. And it is what is in heart and what is in our sir, which moves us and makes us work and walk and do things in our life. I add something to what I said about this. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, I think it's in his Sharh Dua Sahar, if I remember correctly. He says, he warns and he says, be careful while you come and sit in these majalis of duas or even at home. And when we read all these duas, which are all Asma'ullah and are the best names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the bottom of your heart is not shahwat of dunya, it's not the desires of this material life. Because no matter, as I said last time, no matter what we say by tongue, what we say by wujud and existentially, and what we say by heart, that is what is going to work. And that is what Allah is going to give us. So if we use our tongue to say all these beautiful names, but in our heart, we are sizzling for other stuff, for materialistic desires, even if they are halal. It's not that we are asking in our heart, inshallah, hope we are all in a level that we never want anything haram. But it's a pity that our heart be sizzling for all those even halal worldly matters and desires of the life, and then using our tongue for this type of, with these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Khomeini says, beware that your desires in while you are doing dua is not animalistic desires. Beware that your desires become the intellectual desires and ruhani and nurani. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives you something that we are made for, gives you something that the whole reason of our creation is for. That was about the dua itself. Then I told you about the meanings of Allahumma inni as'aluka, and I said Allahumma was calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His name, which is called Allah. We are referring to Allah by His name of Allah, not by His names, other names like Al-Shafi, Al-Wafi, Al-Mu'afi, Al-Kafi. All of those good names Allah has. Al-Qadir, Al-Muta'al, Al-Subbuh, Al-Quddus. We are calling Allah based on the potential and ability that Allah has created in human being. And that is the ability to manifest all names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why we are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His name, which is Jami' Jami'il Sifatullah. That name which is encompassing all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I told you about Inni, and said Inni means an emphasis, an emphasis on me. Allahumma Inni, indeed I want. And that I, again, I think it's Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah, he says this is not an eye of proofing that there is an eye. It is an emphasis that I come with full nothingness and full emptiness with me. I'm not bringing anything when I'm asking you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, as'aluka, you're asking Allah, min bahaik. The dua starts with this. Allahumma inni as'aluka min bahaika ba'abha. Wa kullu bahaika bahi. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi bahaika kulli. If you read other statements of this dua, you will find there is a major difference fundamental difference between this dua and all other duas. If you read all other duas, you will see that we are all along in the statements that we are making in dua of calling upon Allah, we are swearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to certain names of Him. And then we say, O Allah, I swear you to this name of you. Look at, for instance, dua Samad is full of Asma'ullah. We are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His names. We are, look at dua Kumail. We are swearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in certain names. Then we reach to a place, so we say, O Allah, because of the names I brought to you, because of this, because of that, I want this from you. So we swear Allah to certain things, and then we have certain requests from Allah. Whereas in this dua, from the very beginning, we are asking Allah. We are not swearing Allah to certain things and then asking. From the start of the dua, we are asking Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min baha'ika ba'abha'u. We are asking Allah with His good names, with beautiful names of Allah. This is a difference between this dua and other duas, which, as I said last week, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, if I say in, either Imam Reza or Imam Baqir said, if I tell you in this dua there is Ismul A'azam, I have been true, I have been correct. And if people knew what is in this dua, they would have fought for it. They would have fought to get what is from in this dua. So, Allahumma inni as'aluka min baha'ik. Baha, I looked into dictionary last night when I was, before I go to bed, and I saw the baha in Arabic in Kitab al-Munjid. Al-Munjid is one of the dictionaries of Arabic, which is very, very much often used in Hawza and those places of studies. It says it's beauty. Baha means beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Mafati, I looked, in the Mafati that I have, which is in Farsi, translation in Farsi, it says it's glowing of Allah, brightness and shininess of Allah. But it seems more it goes with beauty of Allah. So when we say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min baha'ik, we are calling, O Allah, I ask, Allahumma inni, I ask indeed, min baha'ik, from your beauties. O Allah, I want from your beauties. But of course, this is a beauty, this is a type of beauty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where in it there is glory and highness of Allah. Because then verse after this, we reach to another sentence, which is again called Jamal. And Jamal is also beauty of Allah too. But the difference between this beauty of Baha and beauty of Jamal is in the beauty of Baha is a highness and a greatness of Allah. Azimat, greatness of Allah is within that beauty. If I want to give, we know that all the Asma'ullah, we can see them in manifested in certain people. And of course in Masumin, Asma'ullah are, all Asma'ullah has got manifestation in all the Masumin. But, so, what I want to give an example of a person that I have seen Baha, because I have not seen Masumin anyway. We have only heard about Ma'asumin, and we know by what we hear from themselves that they have got all the Asma'ullah. Yes, in Singapore I came across a person who was in his 30s, and he told me his story himself. He used to be a Wahhabi, and he was one of the leaders of a Wahhabi community, like, I can't remember, 70 or 700 families of that Wahhabi group. Then he says he was invited one day to one celebration in the Saudi embassy. And in that celebration, he says, it was a big hall and everyone was there and people were talking and socializing. Then the news was broadcasted in the TV, and it was, I think those, as he said, it was the war between Iran and Iraq was going on, and then the news showed Imam Khomeini rahmatullah, and he was giving a speech to some people. He said, I looked at the TV and there was something in the face of Imam, that man. I told to one of the muftis, of scholars, of people who had sat beside me, I said, who is this? He looks very shiny and very nurani. He said, no, they are those Rafizis and Kafirs of Iran, something in those lines. And then he says, I wanted to ask more questions, but he was not very forthcoming to answer my questions about him. So as a whole, he just abandoned and condemned Imam Khomeini and what he says and what he is. He says, later on when I came out, I became very curious about who he was. And then somehow, I don't know how, he said, maybe I have forgotten, he came across an alim from India, which he was there with us at the same time. Maulana Sheikh Reza, I can't remember exactly the name, Reza something, who has come to New Zealand and given lecture here about 18 years ago. A couple of times he has come. And then he says, yes, I came across this gentleman, and then he gave me some books, and then I came to know more about Shias. And then he says, anyway, he became Shia. And then he goes, he changes his name in his birth certificate, and he changed his name to Hezbollah. So his formal name was Hezbollah. I don't know what was his surname. And then he says, I went to Iran, and then I went and I saw Imam Khomeini, and then Imam Khomeini sent me to say, he said, although I had done Hajj, but Imam Khomeini sent me to another Hajj. It's not that I was Shia. So that was the story of that man. It very much goes with, I mean, it proves for myself that I have heard, I have felt it, that what I said about Imam Khomeini rahmatullah, I feel it, that person also has felt the same thing. And anyway, so Baha is a type of beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that greatness and jalal and azamat of Allah